Boker Tov, everyone. Vav Cheshvan, we have a lot of incredible pearls. We're starting with Siman Tes Halacha Dalad, all the way to Siman Tes Halacha Tes. Here we go. So first Halacha and Siv Dalad is that when it comes to the tear, we discussed that the hole, where you put the thread, the tzitzis through the hole itself, if it tore, it's not a problem. It's quite often, actually, you'll find kids' tzitzis tear all the way down. Halacha, it's okay, but nevertheless, it's good to do it to make what's called an imu, which is like a binding or type of hem around the hole of the where you put the tzitzit through, and even in the lower part of the garment, which you'll see most of the tzitzit today have. Se'if hey, the minigas to do, and this is so many, you see the depth of tzitzit, there's so many secrets. Here we have five knots, as we mentioned actually all the way in the first beginning of tzitzit, and four what's called chuliyot vertebrae, similar to what you have in your spine. And the minig by Ashkenazim is to do the what's called the kichas, which is the wrapping. You have what's called a shamash, which is very interesting because the shamash reminds us of Hanukkah. And you wrap around, so you have four strings and one longer string, and you can using one of the longer strings to go around the others. And you go the first chuliyah, that means the first vertebrae is seven rounds. Then you have 8, then you have 11, then you have 13. You do this now, it's actually called noy, it's a beauty. The beauty is to have the chuliot, which are the four different sections of vertebrae, which is the wrappings, should be equal. So therefore, if you're doing 7, you're going to try to spread it out a little bit, so it equals the 8, the 7, and the 13. Now, the shear itself is Yud Beis Gudalim, which is about 9.6 inches to 11.4 inches. And part of the beauty is to have a third is the chuliot, the actual part that's wrapped around, and then two-thirds are the strings that are longer, that are just hanging over. If it's longer than that, halachically, it's not a problem at all. So really what you have is four thumbs worth versus 8, which is the hanging strings. It's also good to make sure, which we'll discuss later on, that the strings on each side are going to be, each string is divided on both sides. You don't have on one side two parts of a string. Remember, each string is actually two, is really made up of two strings, is really one string. This halacha of which we just mentioned is based on the pasuk of gedilim and tzitzis, these terms, but all these is rabbinical, is drabanan, and is not me'akiv, as we just mentioned before, that even the ratio between 4 and 8 is not me'akiv. Now, when it comes to the Sfaradim, holy Sfaradim, they actually have a different version. They do when it comes to, they do the following. They do the strings, the krichos, yud, ke, vav, ke. Now, I want to go back and explain to you, when it comes to Ashkenazim, what's 7, 8, 11, and 13? Strange numbers. The answer is 7 and 8 is 50, and that's Yud K. Then you have 11, so 15 and 11 is 26, and Yud K, Vav K. So you have Hashem's name, the holy name of Hashem, and then 13 is Echad, by the way, it's also Abba. So you have Yud K, Vav K. 13 represents Echad, which is the oneness of Hashem. See how much there is just in the talis itself, just in the wrapping itself. Now, the halacha is that if a person makes tzitzis at night, it's not a problem to make tzitzis. We'll discuss also why would you think it's not, it is a problem. The answer is the following. The next halacha, Se'if Vav, is where you take a string and you're very innovative. You take a long string, you fold it into two and then into four. And then after you put it through, you cut it. So you end up with your 8 strings that you're supposed to have. That's called Tasev Illuminasi, very interesting halacha, that you can't make something through psul, meaning you're making the action, you're doing basically, you're putting the tzitzis through in a way that actually doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, but then you do an outside action, an external action that now makes it okay. That is not okay. Similarly, if you have actually tzitzis in another garment and you transfer it over into a garment that has a hole and then you sew it up, that also would not be okay. See, if Zion teaches us that a person has to check a tzitzis before he wraps himself, there's two reasons for that. The reason is, number one, is because you're not allowed to wear a garment. There's four-cornered garment with that tzitzis. Number two, which seems to be according to the person, the ikkar reason is because you're going to make a bracha and you don't want to say a bracha levatala. Another interesting halacha is that the tzitzit, these fringes, should be separated. Mishabur calls a beautiful saying statement that tzitzit stands for tzadik yafrit tziyosav tamid. There's something so special about the tzitzis being separate. And perhaps this is all connected to shkula mitzvah tzitzis keneged kol hamitzvahs. There's an incredible power to the mitzvah tzitzis. But, however, the Mishabur already tells us, and the Kitzur tells us, that a person should not be mivatav from davening tzibul while he's busy checking his tzitzis. But you see how powerful this is. Now, The halacha is in Sif Ches that we say oivel asiyos, and every mitzvah, the bracha has to come before the action itself. So therefore, you have to hold the talis in your two hands. This is applying to the talis god. The talis katan, some hold it, the Sfaradim also hold like this, but Ashkenazim don't wrap themselves with the talis katan. But with the talis god, you hold your talis in your two hands. And you mechav in the following. We're doing this mitzvah, to remember all the mitzvahs. Again, this concept. Also, there's a basic kavana that the Mishnah says, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded me to do this. There's another additional machshava that person should have, is I'm doing every mitzvah to connect to you, Hashem. Mitzvah comes with the lashon of tzavta, like the Zohar HaKadosh says. The bracha has to be said me'umad. When you say, bochat Hashem, 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 to lis'atef, what do you say? Batzitzis, according to the Kitzur. However, the Sfaradim and the Mishnah Berurah, I know it's going to shock people, he says to say betzitzis, which is with a shva. So to me, I'm actually surprised that people, whether we Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim say batzitzis, when the Mishnah Berurah says betzitzis, and maybe there's a chumah to say ba, and then to say quickly be in order to correct yourself, but that would be a very big chumrah. Not only that, the Baal HaTanya contradicts himself between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, where he has his halachas and his siddur. So I don't know what Chabad does. Maybe someone will send me a WhatsApp. What is the actual minig by Chabad? Do you say batzitzis or betzitzis? How do you decide what is the ikar? I think there is a rule when it comes to that, but I'm not sure. Atifas Yishmeilim, when you wrap yourself like an Arab, which is a fascinating concept. Now, what do? You wrap yourself all the way, according to the kitzel, all the way down to your mouth. Some amakbin know to reveal their eyes, so your eyes should be able to see. This is a really interesting question. Nemaise, halachically, it's either one is okay. It's so interesting also that when you make the bracha and you wrap yourself, you stand the amount of time it takes you to walk six feet, and you say the beautiful psukim, the psukim that I mentioned, which is how precious is your kindness, because really I think concept is that you're wrapping yourself with a tzitzis, is the wrapping of being enwrapped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about it, it's the same thing as sukkah. You're wrapped, betzel knofechas yechesion, in the shadow of Hashem. The Rabban Shalom is giving us a chibuk, like, what's it called? The Arizal says when it comes to the sukkah. Everyone knows that word, I hope. Okay, lastly, the Rambam, the Siftes says that when it comes to the bracha of tzitzis, as we've done during the day, I mentioned an incredible Shom Zamanoch that says that in the future, the tzitzis mitzvah is going to be at night too. And that's the reason why by Kiddush Levanu, you look at your tzitzis. But in any case, for now, you do not make a bracha at night on tzitzis. And here there's a famous machlokes Rambam and Rosh, if it's based on the nighttime or it's based on the garment itself. Lemaisa, we're machmir on both. So if you have a garment, even if it's a daytime garment, if you have it at night, you're not going to make a bracha on the tzitzis. However, what's the earliest time you can make a bracha on tzitzis? So the answer is, meikar, then really you could even make it from alois, but lechatchil, you do it from what's called mishiyake, when you could tell the difference between blue and white. And some say actually between someone that you're a friend and you could recognize your friend or not. Why? Because there's a hint to devat recha kamoicha. And lastly, if you're sleeping in your talis during the night, so that's another example, since you were sleeping in your talis, or let's your talis cut on, so therefore you were not going to make a bracha because you're fulfilling the mitzvah according to one sheet all the time. The Baal HaTanya actually says you can make a bracha on tzitzis all the way till night. Some say only until shkia. Seems to be a contradiction also. And the Pischit Shuva adds another interesting insight. You know, sometimes people they wrap it, they have the tails all over their head, all over their head, even though they have tefillin. And some say no, and some say only during Shemoneh Esrei you do that. Another interesting machlekes, you'll see some people, the way they wear the tails is they throw it on top of each other's on their both right and left shoulders. Some actually wrap themselves around with it. So those two minhagim are actually quoted, but the wrapping is more based on the Arizal. What is this man mishiyakir? Many different shitas, but many hold that after 12 minutes, that means from dawn, wait 12 minutes, so you're ready in 60 minutes before sunrise, you can ready make a bracha. And others say a little bit later, and really could depend on the oifek, what's called, where you, the region that you're actually in. Have a beautiful day.